Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Angels, the third of the angels that fell did not fall out of ignorance or deception. They fell out of clarity. They knew what they were doing. They just would not bow. We will not bow to this. Envy of us comes from the fallen ones. Look at somebody and tell them, you're under attack. Because you the argument. Devil know he can't touch God. They know they can't do anything with that. It's you and me. Angels cannot bend. They saw everything at once. They see everything like that at once. And when they decided, the case was closed. And you know what? In the casting out of demons, if you ever do a study on, or if you've ever experienced it, you'll never hear these demonic spirits, these Nephilim spirits, say anything about repentance or how they want to forgiveness or anything. Never. Because they decided once. They can't. There is no repentance. And they know this. But you'll never hear them asking. The one time, I'm getting ahead of myself, but you know, there's coming a time where the body of Christ, when you show up, listen, I'm telling you, Mark, when you show up in a place, demons will be cast out. You won't be all night, you know, wrestling, you know, sweating, arm broke, five people holding them down, they slobbing everything. When Jesus walked the shore of the Gadarene with the disciples, when the demons saw him, they ran to him, not to fight him. They said, what have you come, what do we have to do with you? Have you come to torment us before our time? And then they said, let us go into these swine. Are y'all okay? Are y'all following? They said, let us go into these swine. Jesus has said, go. I'm telling you what's coming on the body of Christ. See, right now the earth may seem silent because the seed is down there and something's going on. I said, help me, Holy Ghost. I said, something's going on, but you don't see it yet. Delay is like denial. But tell somebody, stand strong. Set your face like a flint. It ain't over till God says it's over. And it's going to come out just like God said it's going to come out. Amen. His word will not return void. It will accomplish what he sent it to accomplish. Amen. They cannot change their mind. See, we being made of dust, we can bend. We can bend our knees. We can repent. We receive forgiveness. Example, Satan versus Peter. Satan, when he wouldn't bend, became the accuser of the brethren. Right? Satan. the devil. Peter messed up 3 times in one night. Lied, cussed. Right? Then went out and wept. But then Peter became the rock. Come on, he became the rock. One of the Lord's chief apostles. But he messed up. The devil became the accuser. Jesus became the rock. I'm sorry, Peter became the rock. Tell somebody there's hope for you. Ha. Have you ever noticed this? The enemy doesn't come against you with an argument about God. It's an argument about you. The enemy comes against you with an argument about you. This is why it's imperative that you know who you are and that you know whose you are. For there is therefore now no condemnation. You need to quote that till that gets into your spirit man, till it goes past your brain and mental consent into your spirit man. The noise, hear me, the noise triples when you decide to come back, when you're being, let me say, redressed by God. The noise triples. One of the things we must discern in the spirit, sometimes just before breakthrough, everything gets progressively worse. That's the enemy's attempt to sabotage you, to cause you to back off. Stop reading that Bible like that. Stop praying. Stop whatever you're doing. You know, the human nature tendency is to become afraid, to allow fear to take hold. Because he's thrown his best shot because he knows you're right at the threshold. Anybody know what I'm talking about? When you get close, it gets worse before it gets better. It gets dark. The darkest time of day is just before the dawn. That's when it's the darkest. You got to discern that so you don't change your language. Tell somebody right now, by his stripes, I'm healed, I'm whole, I'm sound and strong. Hallelujah. When you believe in God for some type of healing in your body or wherever it is, sometimes the pain will get excruciating. Pain. That's not the time to say, oh, well, this don't work. No, that's not the time for that. It's time for you to press in. Hello, I said it's time to, tell somebody it's time to press in. Job said it this way, though he slay me. Oh, come on, he said, though he slay me. He had his best friends talking about him, accusing him. Amen. Wife said, curse God and die. He lost everything, but he got to the point where he said, though he slay me, because I know who I am. I know what's on the inside of me. My hands are clean. I have integrity. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Amen. Amen. Now you got to watch people too. Because see, some of the folks around you have made peace with the version of you that had to die in the ground. See, they tend to know where you fit. But see, like Joshua, when the high priest Joshua stood before the Lord, his garments were dirty, and the devil was there accusing him. Rightfully, legally so. But the grace of God came to him, and God redressed him in front of the devil. Tell somebody, God will redress you in front of the devil. See, people knew where you fit. But when God started putting clothes back on you and clearing your mind up and begin to set you free, they became discomfortable or uncomfortable because of the arrangements that they had made in their mind about you. Question, will you bend in the small things? You know, bend your knee. Pride is the cardinal sin. That's what condemned the devil. They couldn't bend. They said, we'll not do this. We'll not serve dust. It was it. Two-thirds bowed. A third didn't. If you read in the book of Jasher, where the 200 angels came down on Mount Hermon and had the daughters of men, and they created the Nephilim, those that we know to be demons today. They asked Enoch, because they knew the terror, they felt the terror, and knew that judgment was coming. They asked Enoch to go before God on their behalf. And Enoch did, but God told him there is no repentance. And those 200 chained. There's a time where the ground is silent. Let me say again, delay and denial feel just alike. But I'm here to tell you this morning, God has not denied you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.